I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll.
Hello, friend, and welcome to the Voice of Hope. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host for this weekly Bible teaching broadcast. Well, here we are, in the last weekend of 2018. And whenever we come to the beginning of a new year, we wonder, what lies ahead for us? You know, from the beginning of time, human beings have been fascinated by the future. But the future is only known to God. If you're a regular listener to the Voice of Hope, then you know that we're currently in our 50th year of ministry. As part of our 50-year celebration, we've gone back into our archives and are airing some of the teaching of our founder, Dr. J. Otis Yoder. His teaching has taken us through Peter's first epistle and now into the second one. I'm often amazed at how relevant the teaching is, even though quite a few years have passed since it was originally presented. I hope you're finding this series to be a blessing in your life. Most of us don't enjoy being around a person who is a pessimist, someone who only sees the negative things in life. We all know it's true, life isn't a bowl of cherries, but neither is it all just the pits. Life is a mixture of the good, the not so good, and the downright bad. On the other hand, there are a few people who are such eternal optimists that they can't see anything negative. That blinds them to the increasing boldness of evil forces in our world. The Bible plainly tells us that as we approach the end of the age, wickedness will increase, and many will embrace that wickedness to their own destruction.
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Is at stake. Humbling your hearts to God, free from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christ is away.
Jesus is
coming soon,
morning or night or noon.
Many will meet their doom.
Yes, I do believe Jesus is coming soon. How about you? The Bible gives us some specific things to look for as we approach the coming of the Lord Jesus. And here now is Dr. Yoder to share some of those specifics with us. The title of today's teaching is Dismal Days Are Ahead.
The optimists of every generation have cheered up themselves by telling themselves, tomorrow it will be better. If we work hard at it, hard enough, we will be able to create a utopia. We will have paradise on earth. They have failed every time. Oh, it is true. Merely from a material viewpoint, things are better now than they were 100 years ago. We live a great deal more comfortably than our ancestors did. We have developed a kind of building materials that provide us with luxuriously comfortable homes. We have mechanical means to take the toil out of daily work. Our communication and transportation facilities are far and away more than our grandfathers could have imagined. It is a phenomenon I always marvel at when I realize how man has discovered the radio light beams. And we can project sounds and pictures around the world. That has happened in the last 50 to 60 years. But with all the progress in the material side of life, we have seen a downgrading of society in the last 30 years from the social and ethical standpoint. Don't debate with me or turn me off. I have lived long enough to have seen those changes. Why, my friend, what was carefully done in secret 35 years ago is now done openly and becomes the people's subject of gossip. Jesus said, wicked men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. But today, evil is done in broad daylight, and parades are conducted to promote evil. These, my friend, are dismal days. Peter, in his second epistle, chapter 2, tells us how it will really be. Find your Bible now, open it to 2 Peter 2, 1-3, and listen as I read the Holy Book of God. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Oh! Peter gives us several sober warnings that we might not succumb to the dismal days ahead. He first warns us about the coming of false teachers. That is contrasted with the holy men of God who spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, which is in the previous chapter, the last verse. That's chapter 1, verse 21. We spoke about that last week. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. But there will be false teachers arising, and he compares them with the false prophets in Israel's history. There were many false prophets in Israel's day. They prophesied what the people wanted to hear, not what God wanted them to hear. Now, of course, in order for there to be false prophets, there must be true prophets, or there must be the truth. You can't falsify the false. You have to falsify the truth. So there must be truth before there can be any falsehood. Really, false teachers have their roots in the Garden of Eden. When Satan came to Eve and cast doubts over God's word, that was the beginning of false teachers. They, like Satan, always throw questions over the word of God. They undermine God's word. They do not take the Bible for what it says. They're like one young man who told me when I spoke about the blood of Jesus and how Paul used it and referred to it. He said, I quote him, "We will need to go back now and try to plumb Paul's mind and see what he meant by that. Oh, no, my friend. It is important for us to understand and to be guided against false teachers. Peter warned us of that. Carl F. H. Henry, our outstanding theologian, in his introductory article in the Expositor's Bible Commentary, Volume 1, wrote this very definitive paragraph on page 13. Listen carefully, and I quote him. Without an authoritative scripture, the church is powerless to overcome not only human unregeneracy, but also satanic deception. Where the church no longer lives by the word of God, it is left to its own devices, and soon is overtaken by the temptations as an angel of light. Raising doubt about God's authoritative word, and twisting that word to his own advantage. Genesis 3:1-4-5. In the wilderness temptation, the second Adam confronted Satan with what stands written in Deuteronomy, Matthew 4:4. When in turn Satan ventured to quote the written word in the Psalms in a biased way, Matthew 4:6, Jesus did not respond by resorting to some higher authority, for no appeal transcends Scripture as the authoritative divine word. Rather, he thwarted Satan by twice more facing him with the unchangeable written word of God, Matthew 4:7-10. End of quotation. Oh yes, my friend, when false teachers depart from the true word of God, they are following Satan's pattern. So they will follow Satan's questioning of God's word. Then Peter said, they even deny the Lord that bought them. Questions are being raised today that have been raised for many years. Today they're in the forefront again. Questions are raised about Jesus, his birth, his person, his ministry, his atoning death, his resurrection, his return. They are denying the Lord that bought them. So, my friend, be warned against the coming of false teachers. And second, he warns about the craftiness of public opinion. Let me point out to you that Peter says, many shall follow their pernicious ways. The crowd will be going after them. They will have the audience of the multitude. Pernicious means licentious, without restraint. They live the way they want to live. Nothing is out of bounds. If nobody gets hurt, and if it feels good, do it. We're living in those times right now. So, my friend, with conditions as they are, the crowd cannot be right. This is the day to go against the crowd, against public opinion. This is the time for we who believe the Holy Book to stand together. The craftiness of public opinion is about to sweep us away. Yes, in the 1920s, the slogan was, 20 million people can't be wrong, buy on the installment plan. But they were wrong. The crash came in 1929, and hundreds lost their life savings or went into oblivion by suicide. 20 million people can be wrong. The public opinion can be wrong. And even if it is led by a charismatic person, it can be wrong. I've always marveled at the power of oratory. Speakers can move crowds to action. I've listened a bit to the oratory of Adolf Hitler during the height of his power. He swayed crowds. He was able to move their emotions. He came from a very humble background, a paper hanger in Austria, but developed tremendous power to persuade, and by his ruthless actions, by his licentious living, he crafted a public opinion that swept millions along with him. He would have ruled the world had his idea been unchecked. As a result of those licentious ways, Peter says, the way of truth will be evil spoken of. And is it not so today? Men of integrity, persons of principle, are not lauded. They're not set forth. Rather, the way of truth is being evil spoken of. My friend, be warned against the craftiness of public opinion. Stay close to the holy book of God, where truth is found. Thirdly, he warns us about the conniving of spiritual merchandising. Greedy desire will prevail. Perhaps I should say, greedy desire now prevails. Do what you need to do to get what you want. We have had some scandals in the public arena. Do what you need to do to get what you want. Merchandise wherever you can. But it comes over into the spiritual area as well. I heard one radio speaker say one time, Jesus was rich. He had a treasurer with a bag following him around. Wouldn't you like to have a treasurer following you around? He wants you to be rich. Oh, my friend, that's not what Jesus said about himself. He said, The Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. I will call such a person as that radio speaker a false teacher merchandising on you. I heard another one say, The widow gave out of her want. That means she wanted something, and so she gave. So if you want something, then give. He also is a false teacher, merchandising, because that kind of twisting of the Bible for personal ends is conniving, or spiritual merchandising, I call it. I want to turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 18. I hope you can turn in your Bible with me. That's Revelation, the 18th chapter, verses 11 to 13. Here is a list of merchandise that Babylon will be trading in at the end of the age. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold, and silver, and precious stones, and of pearls, and fine linen, and purple, and silk, and scarlet, and all fine wood, and all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. Oh, did you hear it? There is an inventory of merchandising of terrific dimensions. Peter said, They will make merchandise of you. The true Christian cannot be a part of such merchandising in any way. Well, I'm glad to note that Peter said, Their judgment now for a long time lingereth not. Their judgment is certain and sure. God is not going to let that kind of spiritual merchandising go on indefinitely. But, my friend, he warned against the conniving of spiritual merchandising. Dismal days not only are ahead, they are here, my friend. Therefore, with Peter, I warn you against the coming of false teachers, the craftiness of public opinion, and the conniving of spiritual merchandising. Oh, I urge you, stay close to the Holy Bible. Hold to its truth. Take the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, by which you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Oh, yes. And now let's pray. Oh, Lord, we are living in awful days, dismal days, Lord. Days that the Apostle Peter described many years ago. We're living in those days now, Father. And so I pray for my friend and for me that we might be warned against these conditions. Help us to find our rootage and our assurance and our protection in the holy book of God. There are false teachers. There is public opinion. There is spiritual merchandising. Help us, O God, I pray, to be constantly on the lookout for these and take these warnings to heart. I pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
It may be at morn when the day is awaking, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, that Jesus will come in the fullness of glory to receive from the world his own. O Lord Jesus, how long ere we shout the glad song, Christ returneth, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen. It may be at midday, it may be at twilight, it may be perchance that the blackness of midnight will burst into light in the blaze of his glory when Jesus receives his own. O Lord Jesus, how long ere we shout the glad song, Christ returneth, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen. O joy, O delight, should we go without dying? No sickness, no sadness, no dread, caught up through the clouds with our Lord into glory when Jesus receives his own. O Lord Jesus, how long ere we shout the glad song, Christ returneth, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen.
Praise the Lord. We have a blessed hope that will culminate in the appearance of our Lord in the clouds of heaven to take us to be with him forever. Perhaps today. When that shout from heaven is heard, when the voice of the archangel rings out, and that trumpet blast signals our Lord's return, will you be ready? I hope and pray that you will. Friend, I believe the days Peter spoke about are here. Because of the deception of false philosophies in our day, we need to be extremely vigilant about accepting things that have the name Christian associated with them. Because even secular advertisers will tell you that using the word Christian is a good marketing strategy. Today, there's an unending stream of books and magazines and so-called Christian music that contain a mixture of truth and error, and they're often motivated by the desire for financial gain. I fear that we're much too gullible. We're often too preoccupied with the things of this world, and so we neglect to search out the truth for ourselves. We rely on others to do that for us, and we're perhaps too trusting of those that we don't really know. I believe we need a healthy skepticism of new and novel interpretations of Scripture, especially those that elevate the feelings of men above God's Word. We must learn how to think critically and teach our children and our church members to do the same. That's why this program exists, to help equip you to be a more faithful follower of the Lord Jesus, to be better equipped to understand the Word and to discern the times we live in. And we're so thankful for those of you who are listening who have joined us in this mission through your prayers and financial support. God bless you. Now, to help you gain a better understanding of the Word of God, we're offering a printed copy of today's message, Dismal Days Are Ahead. You can get your copy by asking for the book titled Sojourners in Faith. This book contains all Dr. Yoder's expositions from the books of 1 and 2 Peter, and I'm sure you'll find it a source of spiritual challenge and blessing. If you'd like a copy of the book, just send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or write to us at The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. This program is also available to you on an audio CD. We invite you to visit our Facebook page to see a daily prayer request, learn about upcoming events, or read an encouraging testimony. And it's also an easy way for you to send a message to us. Now, once again, if you'd like a copy of the book, Sojourners in Faith, just send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or write to The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. Or you can log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, and listen to this teaching when it's convenient for you. If you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter or donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org or by calling our toll-free number 1-866-960-0292. And when you send your gift, ask for your copy of the book, Sojourners in Faith. We do depend upon God's grace and your fervent prayers, along with your generous financial support, to enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. So let us hear from you today. Thanks for joining me, friend. I hope you'll plan to join me again next week for the Voice of Hope. We'll continue our series of study with a message titled, A Look at God's Justice. So you plan to join us. And until we meet again,
years of time have come and gone since I first heard it told how Jesus would come again someday. If back then it seemed so real, then I just can't help but feel how much closer.